All right, welcome back. You're listening to Sheep Farm, and this is another Mint Sauce Chronicles, a weekly helping of Mint Sauce Chronicles. Shall I go into what we do?
No, don't bother. Forget it.
Yeah, no, don't bother. We're not even going to mention it this week.
Not mention anything.
Nothing. Mm. Nothing. We don't release any shows anywhere, do we? Yeah.
Can't stop yourself, can you?
No, we haven't got a website that you can log into, so forget about that bit. We'll see how many emails we get this week now on it. It'd be an interesting one. Right, I'm lost for something to say now. No, anyway, thanks for everybody who's ordered supplements from us. Well, when I say us, right, people always email me, Chris, and say...
You're going to skip all this?
No, this is something different. People always email me and say... They automatically think that because we're on this together, that the Elf Bunker side of it's me and you.
I do everything.
Yeah, you do everything, yeah. But I don't want to get you... I've roped you into this. I don't want you to rope me into that one as well at the same time.
I'm all-encompassing him everywhere.
Yeah, all-encompassing Swiss Army Knife, big nostril spook. spook, I should have said. Yeah. So anyway, thanks for everybody who's... and I know you get quite a lot of sheep farmers ordering gaping gobs as well, don't you?
Yeah. Especially my sheep farm clock.
Yeah. It's good to offer something worthwhile, to be honest with you. I used to sell mobile phones, which, as we know now, what mobile phones are about, the takeover of the world. It's nice to offer something that actually brings some benefit.
I wouldn't say one of my clocks brings any benefit.
Well, it must do, or people won't buy them. They must like looking at them, Chris. It's not. It's the energy. I know that you, in your little shed in your garden, hand paint all those sculptures,
monstrosities.
Yeah. Well, whether it's I'm going to say clocks, but they're not just clocks, are they? All the stuff that you do is hand painted.
It's my dream job. It's been my dream job since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And weirdly, it didn't come into fruition, like I said before, until 2020.
Yeah. It's strange, isn't it, that how these things manifest? And I've been thinking about supplements for a long time, you know that. Mm. And it's only since 2020, we opened the clinic, right in the middle of it all. Right in the middle of this war.
You can have nothing and everything's doomed.
You can have nothing and everything's doomed. Actually, we got three nurses trained up, right? I had to do it over Zoom. I had to convince the Germans who were way behind. Nobody were using, they weren't using Zoom. In fact, I think we did it over Skype initially, to train the nurse over Skype and get the certification while everything were locked down. And because he were a nurse and two ladies, they could drive wherever they wanted because they had the nurse's badges. So when they got stopped by Babylon, the blues, they just held the nurse's badge up and just let them through.
I had one of them when I was doing... what do you call it? Care homes. Mm. They emailed me this thing saying I was, what is it? A necessary worker.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit.
A necessary evil.
Yeah. How horrible is that? You're necessary.
Yeah. Essential, that were it, wasn't it?
Essential.
Essential. It. Essential worker. Everyone else aren't. Nobody else is. It's weird how these essential workers were all used to kill people. That's why they were essential. I'm not saying you were. What I'm trying to say is that all of these things that were used were to speed up people's demise. I had an interesting conversation this week, actually, with Mrs. We got a leaflet through the door for Overgate Hospice, right? Hmm. Guess what, Chris? They're expanding.
Do you know, I was going to mention that because... What do you mean? What? Right. Oh, the hospice.
The hospice is expanded.
That's where you go to die, isn't it?
Due to more need for essential end of life treatment, they're growing. They're looking to raise, I think it were around about 40 million quid to build a new hospice because they need more nurses, more beds.
The hospice is where you go when you terminal.
They forgot to mention all this. It's care, Chris. It's care. Care. Anyway, my wife said, I mean, she's up on all this, but she didn't realise what they were, but she said, well, why don't they just let people choose if they want to die? Why raise all the money and just put them in there to die? I said, but that's what they're wanting you to do. They're wanting you to choose euthanasia, but they're not going to tell it's euthanasia, are they?
Well, it's a double win, isn't it? It's a double win. You could get euthanized or you go into hospice and they take all your money off you.
Yeah.
Rinse all your savings, all your inheritance for everyone else.
Yeah.
Rinse you dry, that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, they're looking at raising 40 million quid. And guess what they want? They want people to donate. Guess what? £29.33.
Really? Fuck off.
Yeah. I'm fucking not joking.
You're joking.
I'm not. It said, please make a personal donation of £29.33.
Right. 11.33. Couldn't know. Don't have to make it up, do you?
I would. But they're getting money from the council, money from... Anyway, my wife worked in banking, and one of the people who looked after the hospice's accounts, she said they had millions in it. She said they could just write a cheque and bill that tomorrow. That's how much money they've got. Mm. But yet they're looking at still raising, playing on the heartstrings. Can you imagine how many people are walking in and out of that place, right? It's just like a conveyor belt. What were that Nazi thing? Was it Acton 33 or something like that? The action, I can't remember what it was, that where they were knocking people off.
Yeah, I know you mean.
I can't remember what it was anyway. A Nazi program where they were knocking people off. And that's what they remind me of, these places, these end of life places.
It's just done with a smile, isn't it?
Yeah. Overgate Hospice. Let's raise money. We're just asking for a small donation of £29.33 off you.
there's always a bottle of wine in Waitrose on offer for £6.66 as well. Mm.
What does it do? Overgate coffee mornings, where they're all eating cakes and stuff like that. Mm. Eat cream buns. Yeah. Raise money for... Eat the things that are causing the fucking problems in the first place. Yeah. Down 4 eclairs and a couple of vanilla slices and help us and give £29.33.
Nice sugary tea.
Yeah. Have 4 sugars in your tea. Blah, blah, blah. I've just heard 2 stories. This is 2 stories, right? Within space of, I'd say a morning, but it's less than a morning, but we'll say a morning. So it's Thursday today, Thursday the, what is it, 9th? Anyway, so one of the nurses were telling me that her daughter's friend, 32-year-old, I think she was, anyway, early 30s, she's got an heart condition now. They won't have a second baby, but they don't have a second baby because she's now on blood thinners. And it's dangerous, obviously, giving birth for that. And so the nurse said to her, all right, blood statins, you know, at your age, 32-year-old. They've told her that this high cholesterol's genetic. Right, 32-year-old, Chris.
Bloody hell.
Right. So she's on blood thinners, and the nurse is saying to her, you need to come off them, blah, blah, blah. She didn't come off them, obviously, because she had blood clots. And anyway, yada, yada, yada. Normal story. Anyway, further down the text, she was showing me the text. She said, she said, this isn't unusual. 3 of my friends. She had 2 mini strokes. Yeah? 2 mini strokes, and she's on blood thinners. And she was saying, and the nurse said, what divot tap did you have? Because you've heard about all this stuff with this weapons that kill jab. And she said, well, it's funny because 3 of my friends have all had mini strokes as well.
What?
So that's 4 people in the 30s all had mini strokes.
It's only a mini one, though.
Yeah, mini strokes. Anyway, I was talking to one of our friends, Lou, right? Louise, go on. So I'm
just going to let that one settle for a moment.
Right, okay.
Yeah. 4 people in the 30s had mini strokes.
Yeah.
Well, they said they had the 8 AstraZeneca. They must have done something.
Well, no, whether they had that or Michelle Pfizer, I don't know, or Moderna. Does it really matter, Chris, at this stage? No. Doesn't matter what they've had, does it?
All friends.
But so it's not just the 4 people. It's 4 people who are friends. So I'm reading between lines here. I might be wrong, but they might have gone at the same time. You know, you understand where I'm coming from? So,
yeah, same batch.
Same batch, you know.
Same place, same area.
Extermination centres, I mean, immunisation centres.
Unbelievable. That's mental, isn't it?
That is what we're seeing now. these people aren't on any stats. They're not seeing, you know, they're not on any sort of stats either. Mini strokes. How many people have heard with mini strokes? Window cleaner. I said, I'm seeing you for a bit. He said, no, I couldn't drive because I had too many strokes. This was 2 weeks ago, this. This was two weeks ago. And he says, since I've had statins, I've been having nosebleeds and they just won't stop.
You know, I wish I made a note of this stuff, right? I know we did a lot of it, but I remember that fish guy when we talked about the fish guy delivering, when he first came to me that day, he was one of the first ones right early on, and he said that when everything had reopened up, and he says one of the drivers dropped dead at his wheel. Mm.
So people, I don't know, Spring, Vine, Rat Boy, Sanders, all these people, Dom Jolly, all these people, all of these people, whoever they are, Brian Cockend, Chris Whitty, Matt Wankoff.
Did Brian Cockend talk about the job?
Well, he believed the science, didn't he? We're all that.
Right, same thing, isn't it?
Same thing. I've even got a quote from George Clooney saying it. George Clooney were talking about your freedom and your freedom, a bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger twat said. I'll read it out what Clooney said, because I've got it written down here. In November 2021, Clooney made it very clear he's fully behind the mandatory divot taps in every walk of life. Clooney didn't see the issue as something which is open for discussion. I think every company should do it. All the people who want to talk about their independence or their freedom, the minute your freedom infringes on everyone else's, can put a stop to it.
That was the script, wasn't it? He's reading the script.
He's reading the UN, World Bank, World Economic Forum. I'm actually in the talk we're doing on a week on Saturday. Part of the presentation is about George Clooney and his links back to the CIA and his husband, Camel Clooney.
Cameron Clooney.
Baron Cameron Clooney. No. Interesting that all these people, when you're digging around, and they're the ones, then four young ladies, I'm presuming the girls, because the first one were a lady, in the mid-30s, who were having mini strokes. A stroke was something somebody had when they were in the 70s, 80s, when they smoked too much or whatever, yeah? Whatever it was caused by.
A stroke's a block to one of your blood vessels in your brain, isn't it?
But yeah.
I think so.
But it's a blocked blood vessel, yeah. I think I read it out what it was.
In fact, actually saying that, someone just popped in my head. I totally actually kind of forgot about it. But one of the youngsters at work.
Here we go, Chris. Just let me explain. A stroke, or it's known as a cerebrovascular accident, CVA, or brain attack, is a medical condition in which poor blood flow to the brain causes cell death. There are two types of stroke, isomechic, due to lack of blood flow, or hemorrhagic. Yeah, due to bleeding.
Right.
Ischemic, that's what it is. Ischemic, due to lack of blood flow, and a hemorrhage due to bleeding.
Both of those things is what we've seen lately, is hemorrhage or blood clot, isn't it?
And now hernia, brain hernia. And she was showing, Lou was saying that she was showing the CTs, the images of it in her brain to the people at the, she got it on the phone. She's 40.
Oh, you haven't told that story yet,
Fabio. Oh, I haven't told that one, no. I'm getting my stories mixed up. This is another story. I need to go into that one. Dopey bastard. But yeah. So you've got people like George Clooney, all these people telling us, Jeremy Vine, O'Brien, all these people telling people daily to have these taps, have your tap, take the tea.
I got four.
Do the job.
Four mates, all with a stroke.
Mm. Yeah, for me. I'll tell that other story. One of our friends, she's actually going to be at the talk. She works at the hotel, and she was at the last one. She started at 4 o'clock, she told us. She always brings me a cup of tea. She did last time when we were doing the talk. But she was telling us there was a chap who died, he killed himself about 3 weeks ago. this is another side of it that's just horrendous. Found him strung up in his house. His wife did. Yeah. He's got kids as well, by the way.
Good.
35-year-old, I think she said. So they were at the funeral yesterday, and where they worked at another hotel, they were like a bit of a reunion for some of the people there. They all worked there because he'd worked there for 8 years. And they were sat down, the Lou, a daughter, and a couple of others sat down, and this girl came up to him and they were having a talk. She said, yeah, I've been ill. I've been off work for between five and six months, blah, blah. And she said, I wish I'd never had that divot jab. Obviously, she didn't say divot. And she said, I wish I'd never had that jab, those jabs, don't you? And they looked at her like this and said, well, we haven't had them. I'll stop. I'll stop that, to put that to one side. The strange thing is, Chris, right? I wonder, again, going back to how powerful and why they spent so much time and effort in trying to shut people up like us and people who were listening, telling people about this. I told Louise didn't have them, right? Our friend. Mm. I told the daughter didn't have it. Daughter's friends didn't have it. How many people are like that, who we passed information on like that, that didn't have them? Or that opened that question and raised that question? Because I know some of Lou's friends had them. One of them passed out. One of them not so well. What I'm trying to say is there's lots of people that aren't here anymore. Mm. Anyway, that's a side issue. Mm. Anyway, this girl, let me get the story straight because I wrote it in my phone. This girl, 40-year-old, right? After she had two, and then she had rooster booster. That rooster booster has to be something different to other ones. It has to be something different. But anyway, she developed a horrendous cough, the 100-day cough. Couldn't stop coughing. So she was going for tests and all this type of stuff, and she begged them for an MRI scan or some kind of scan. So they gave her one eventually, and they found something in her brain. Mm. And they told her she had a hernia in her brain.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
I've never even heard of it. I mean, I do read stuff like that. I've never heard of
a hernia in your brain. That's when your muscles are holding everything together.
Yes.
That's when there's a slight splitting in it.
Yes.
And whatever it's holding back, i.e. your insides can start to poke through.
Yeah.
I had a hernia when I was a baby. I had a hernia operation.
Yeah, some time ago. I had one of me, a belly button hernia.
So I've got stitches near my groin, and you told me it was because one of my testicles were in my chest when I was born.
I can't have said that to you, Chris.
You fucking did. I used to tell everybody, I've got a scar here because I had one of my testicles were in my chest. And it wasn't, it was a lie. It was a hernia. I found out years later. Embarrassingly years later.
Yeah, and there are many different types. Now, whatever. Weird thing is, I'm looking on here on Liopedia, and it says the risk factors: smoking, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, obesity, pregnancy. Don't mention jabs. It's weird that. Connective tissue disease.
When have you ever heard of a brain hernia before?
No.
Have you just Googled brain hernia?
No, just hernia. Hernia.
You can be born with, like I said, I was born with an hernia. You can be born with them, or you develop them from straining, don't you?
Yeah. I think I've got ear hernia from listening to you. Yeah. Straining and listen to you.
I've got
but it does exist on Liopedia, brain herniation. deadly. Yeah, probably have you. A deadly side effect of very high pressure within the skull often occurs in part of the brain. Anyway, they actually said to her, a brain had moved. So obviously this thing had caused a brain to move, which were causing a lot of the problems.
Mm. Getting weirder.
Yes. I mean, and her exact words were, I wish I never had the jabs. Don't you? And they looked at it and said, well, we never
quite
had them.
Quite presumptuous of you, I feel.
Yeah. Speak to Turncoat and his mate, what's called Brent. Just explain to them. They'll say, well, it can't be that. I'll run a scenario. I know a kid who, my son's age at school, they've just, obviously my son didn't, but they've just had the HPV.
Is that for
cervical cancer? Yeah, that boys need? Because boys can be girls, girls can be boys. No, no, there's a song there somewhere.
No, no, it's not that worry. It was they realised after they brought out it for cervical cancer, they realised it could also prevent a very rare kind of neck cancer in men.
Right, okay. That never happens. They, never. Also, or they realised that it were a cash cow and they could give it everybody.
They could double up in every school in England.
And would it surprise you if none of these were any different? They're all just one thing?
Yeah. Would you surprise you?
Would that surprise you? If every jab were just exactly the same thing? This is a flu jab. This is this jab. This is that jab.
All out of the same toxic vat.
Yeah, just out of a big barrel in back in cap.
Dried it out. Anyway, barrel of green goop.
This is the correlation of what happens. This is so HPV jab. 3 months later, diagnosed and given one of those asthma inhalers. That is the innocuous link where people would never ever like if he got jabbed and your arm swelled up, you'd say, well, it's got to be that jab. Even if they'd lie to you, they probably would do. But getting an allergy or asthma or something like that, you'd never link that to the jab, would you?
Well, I think I'm pretty sure you agree. I think most of the allergies, rising allergies, and numerous other things is from the rising taps. It's the only thing that's gone up.
Well, that and the frequencies and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but that aside, for the minute, you can see you could put it on a Brian Cox graph.
Well, this year, right, we've had so they started with the measles, scaring everybody with measles back in January, February. Then last week we were spoken about what were it, tetanus? Were it tetanus? Anyway, one of those, that jab. Then this week I've seen a story now about meningitis, about a family with a kid who were disabled with it, blaming people who haven't been jabbed. So what they're saying is, so they're blaming people who haven't been jabbed. That means their kid was jabbed, but he's still got it. But yet the cat, these stories, they could be made up. I'm not saying they are, but they could be. That's 1984. If one of these stories is made up by AI, for argument's sake, right, that's 1984, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That is. Yeah. That's like, you know, when you think you're at war, you're not really at war.
Yeah.
Because it's your own side that you're at war with. Mm. That is that, isn't it? And that is, this lady's hernia, them people who've had mini strokes, on television, on BBC, it's safe and effective. But behind the screens, that safe and effective actually means we're going to wipe out millions of people.
I didn't actually look in the news before we came on, but just a quick look on in Daily Mail, there's quite a lot about people going after jab companies now, aren't there? Now vaccine-injured Brits take aim at Pfizer and Moderna.
But they're not suing Pfizer and Moderna.
They're using these headlines.
The limited hangouts, right? The same newspapers aren't saying, shit, we got it wrong. Is there a headline there saying, we got it wrong in 2020 and 2021, guys? I'm really sorry. The Daily Fail got it wrong.
And like we said, on the last one, there's always a caveat in there saying, the people who are suing them still think that vaccines are safe. What? Yeah. Sure. There's another one here. How safe is AstraZeneca's COVID jab? I thought that one had gone. What are the side effects? And why do victims only have we talked about that. 3-year cutoff for compensation. All questions answered. Sure they are.
Well, I'm sure they're all answered. Weapons that kill jab, right? Weapons that kill also are one of the biggest shareholders in Moderna. That should tell you a story on that one.
Well, it's got here, there's a little graph here. Britain's COVID vaccine portfolio. Call it a portfolio, like if you bought a couple of bungalows that you're renting out. Oh, you've got a little art case with all your drawings in from when you were at school.
Yeah, I've got a little portfolio here.
This is my collection of houses. These are my drawings, and here's my jab portfolio.
Yeah.
What's that saying? That 189 million had the Pfizer,
right?
100 million had the AstraZeneca. 77 million had the Moderna. 60 million had the Novavax. Never heard of that one. 7.5 million had the Sanofi.
Yeah, Sanofi, But Sanofi is a massive pharmaceutical company.
That sounds nicer, actually, Sanofi.
Yeah. Well, the Oxford Vaccine Group, Interesting word. It's funded by the Medical Research Council, which is the government, National Institutes of Health and Care and Research, obviously the care, and the UK Research and Innovation and the Public Health England, PHE. But also private UK charities like Wellcome Trust, which we've covered a lot in a lot of the early stuff that we did. Meningitis UK. Weird that. Somebody gets jabbed, gets meningitis. Meningitis UK funded. Oh, man, I like that one. Action Medical Research. Right, the group has earned attention from international funders like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, which is GAVI, which is basically the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the World Health Organization, which is basically the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So all of these things are, yeah. The project is a member of the Vaccine Safety Net. I don't know what that is. What's that? Vaccine Safety Net.
Gotcha.
Vaccine Safety Net is a global network of websites aimed at helping people judge the quality of online information on vaccine safety. Wonder where that goes. The fact checker.
Wonder what conclusion that is.
What conclusion that is. Obviously going to be a nicely balanced. It's got the logo is a blue circle with a white tick, but that's the V for vaccine.
Right.
It's a tick.
There's an article here that links into that. Government needs to get with it and use TikTok and Instagram to give out health advice because young people don't read NHS leaflets.
Right. What do you mean those people that decided not to bother having it, they didn't end up with brain aneurysms?
You need to capture everyone on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Not BBC News because they don't watch it.
Well, nobody watches BBC News. No. Again, I know other people have spoke about it as well, but... And all these places are funded. Do you know, going back to that talk I'm going to do on, I know it's the same type of thing, but going back to that talk we're going to do on a week on Saturday, doing some stuff on the Oppenheimer film, on some of the cast members. That's why I looked at, George Clooney led me from Matt Damon, because he's a mate of his. And when you look at who Matt Damon's involved with, I mean, he's been to World Economic Forum many times, but he's part of that water org, is it .org or something like that, and all the usual suspects are funding that as well. What I'm trying to say is all these people, whether it's a film star smiling in front of a camera, whether it's some business guy, they're all funded by the same morons.
And they come up with these charities, they're just money laundering, aren't they?
Yeah, it's money laundering and extortion. As that Overgate Hospice, for argument's sake, that's extortion. Because they're playing on your sympathies, they're playing on your sadness, they're asking you when you're at the low ebb, they're playing on the fact that one out of one people are going to get it now. One out of one people are going to die. Oh, really? That's new to me. I didn't know that. So you need to give 2933 to this new...
another story, that one, I'm sure you got sent it. I sent it, I think you got it before. What about that little baby in Legoland?
I know. Did that little baby die?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
4 months old. I think 4 or 5 months old. Of a heart attack in Legoland. I mean, I'm not saying it was anything, but you've got to ask some questions there, aren't you? But what's terrifying about that? The mum got arrested.
Right.
For negligence. Now,
how does that work though?
I don't know. How do you neglect a child for it to have a heart attack? Horrible.
Well, unless you'd left it in the car and it were red hot, for argument's sake.
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about this one. No. It's too much, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
is that the cover story? Is that the story that they're saying there? And then it's all forgotten about. The mother got arrested, but nothing actually ever comes of it.
There were no explanation as to why she was... Apparently she was screaming, help me, help me, help me, help my child. There's no explanation as to why that links to her neglecting the child for it to have a heart attack. But I mean, the main point is when did you ever know that happened before?
I never heard of that happening.
No.
I mean, again, all these things. I mean, are the freak incidents? Of course there are freak incidents, but take the freak incidents out.
Do you know?
These are more than freak incidents.
I even think we're guilty, even though we've talked about it from day one. I think we're probably guilty of not getting used to it, but... it's almost like it's getting worse.
We're sensitized.
It's getting weirder, and everyone's becoming more and more desensitized as it's getting weirder. It's getting weirder, isn't it? Like those four people who had a brain. What is it? These things didn't exist. Children having heart attacks didn't exist.
Well, it's the amount, isn't it? And again, going back to your, you know, the lawsuit that's going on, and we spoke about this, I know, but we do try and start these things not talking about this stuff, but there's too much of it. There's too much of it to ignore it. That's why I like doing the Huxley stuff, because it takes me away from all this stuff. But you have to talk about it.
Anyway, going back to this, it's the biggest thing that's happened in our existence.
I know.
Probably in the last 100 years or longer. Yeah.
The limited hangout, which is the court case, is like going to be like the cigarette court case, where if you're not in that mass tort, right, then nobody else will be able to sue them after that.
And the likelihood 3 years is nearly up. Have they brought that out now? Because the 3 years is up for most people.
Yeah, but it's just a coincidence that the ONS has decided to change how it works stuff out as well, Chris. So the ONS has decided to change the 5-year average stuff that were probably bollocks to start with.
That'll be gone anyway.
But because it didn't work for them at that point, because it was showing that the death rates were 25% up, which is probably an understatement to start with anyway.
But what I mean is, all this stuff, why is the mainstream media ignoring all these facts and all these people dropping on football pitches? It seems like the whole point was to keep it under wraps for 3 years, till that 3-year number's up. And now they can release this in here.
Well, they know, Chris, right?
But then you've got 6 months or whatever of people going, bloody hell. But then it's too late.
It's all gone.
Yeah. And the 5-year average is gone as well.
They'll pay them out. They'll sign a contract. They won't be able to talk about it. And that'll be it. Job done. And probably share prices and weapons that kill, Moderna, Pfizer will go up because they've settled the court case. Even though it's not them that's going to be paying out. It's the taxpayer. So the actual people are suing their own people for their own money. That's the irony of it all.
You can also see that argument raising its head, can't you? Oh, you need to leave it now. Stop suing.
Yeah, they've been paid out now. Then you'll get people saying, why should they get any money? You know, I'm blah, blah, blah. Let's face it, right? The money that is paid out will never cover the grief that was caused by all this. No. And these people in power, these parasites in parliament that run this shit show for these elites, even Bill Gates, he's not in control. He's still under pressure to deliver a plan for some reason. It's still going on. I'll play a video in a bit of him saving the world with his private jets. He just built a $600 million super yacht that's obviously sustainable, Chris. Oh, he's got a support yacht as well that's about 70 metres, I think, that has helicopters and all sorts. But
Just going back to what you were saying earlier.
And I've got no problem if he's got 25 yachts. I don't care, right?
Just leave me alone.
Just leave me alone. You little
You can
twat.
See where it's going, right? If you look on where I live near Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridgeshire, which is one of the biggest in England, isn't it? But you can see where it's going because the hospital itself's there and there's a field. And it's just filling up. It was empty when I moved in here. But it's filling up. There's a new car park. There's all these new buildings. And they're all development labs, aren't they?
Yes.
For scientists. And,
wonders, like that Oxford vaccine group. Yeah. They're a development lab, you know? That Dame Barbie doll, whatever she were called.
The hospital's here slowly, you know, getting older and older. And now you've got all these beautiful brand new... They're nice buildings. Brand new scientist development places. Yeah. I'm sure some of them are for jib-jabs. Pretty sure they will.
Oh, 100%.
But that's the new way of hospitalizing. Instead of hospitalizing people, you should jab them.
Yeah. Well, just jab them. I mean, I think going back before all this shite started, there was something ridiculous like close to 100 vaccines going through proofing at various stages for different things. So what I want to say is that a vaccine is the only treatment that prevents things happening. Everything else is after the event.
Yeah.
I would say causes. Because you need a cause and effect. If you haven't got the cause and effect, there's no profit. Now, unless they're doing it for different reasons, like reducing population, which is obviously happening.
There'll be a bit of everything thrown in that little mix, won't there?
Yes.
A bit of population reduction. Someone's making money. It's like everything. At the surface level, someone's making money. Any war, someone's making money. Any bullet sold, someone's making money. But then underlining that, you've got God knows what else going on. Murder, sacrifice, ceremonial sacrifice. You've got all this stuff, and you're piled underneath.
And that's how it's confusing.
Like us, trying to make money out of it.
Yeah. But that's why it's so confusing for people. I'll have conversations with somebody, you know, those you say moonwalk away from me. Young'uns playing football, but some of them do listen, but they're never ever going to bring it into the life. We'll never bring those changes into the life. And simply because they can't grasp the enormity. It's just too big for most a lot of
people. Well, the first thing you've got to grasp is your government that you pay, like your taxes, wants to kill you.
It's true.
If you can't get your head around that, then the rest of it.
Love you anyway. There's no doubt about that. The one big thing is, like you said, the government is the enemy.
Yeah, no way they're enemy.
Yeah.
They want to kill us. They want you killed. They want you dead or they want to drain dead your cash and energy. They want you ill or dead.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you can't get your head around that, then because what they want you to believe, like we were just saying, is that the government or people working within the government, or whatever, are greedy. They're either greedy or incompetent.
Yes.
Because that keeps the populace reading the newspaper going, well, they need, like, it's like football. Isn't it? What we need to do is do this. What we need to do is do that. What while you're sat on the couch eating Doritos? Because you're not doing anything for your football team. I love it when I know I don't like football. I'm not knocking anyone who watches football. But I love listening to guys at work talk about football and they go, and what we need to do is we need to.
No, they don't care about you unless all they want you to do is buy a shirt.
Yeah, and a ticket if you can afford one.
Yeah. You want a middle-aged bloke with a dad gut to buy a shirt and have Harry Kane written on the back of it.
Who's Harry Kane?
That's what I like about you. So one thing I like, it's only one thing I like about you.
Well, I don't know anything about sport.
Yeah.
My mates used to do a quiz on sport.
I don't like fuck all else about you, but that.
They do a quiz about football to me just to laugh at me. Like, who's manager? I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing. I was telling you this story earlier on, Chris, that my eldest does play sport at high level. He could have probably, if he just...
he's a bloody sporting genius. He's tight,
isn't he? Anyway, he plays, he's a local footballer.
Not if he's listening.
Cricketer, but he's... anyway, playing game and it was the final of the local cup. And I think that sport, one thing that sport or any sort of cultural activity like going to a pop concert or something like that does is show where the culture of that society is. Mm. And I was watching football the other day and it was the final. So people were pretty het up. There were a few people there. It were at a semi-pro club. In Huddersfield, and the players, 80-90% of them, my lad didn't shout at ref, but all of them were shouting at ref. And I've played open age football a long time ago, obviously, at a decent level, and other sports, and there were never there were a couple of people. There were always one person mouthy git on each side.
But, I don't know
all of them were effing and blinding at the ref.
I thought if you shouted at the ref, you were off.
No, well, obviously not. Manager was shouting and bawling at ref. Subs were shouting and bawling at ref. That's without crowd, shouting at linesmen. I'm on about every time there were a tackle.
Right.
Every time. I've been to see 3-4 games now, and everyone's been the same. Every one of them.
My little knowledge of football is that if a player shouts at the ref, he gets a yellow card, doesn't he?
Yeah. But
is that what it used to be, though?
Anyway, that sums up people nowadays, that to me. Why not just concentrate on playing? I thought you were there to play. Every decision ref made.
Play being the big word.
Yeah. Every decision the ref made were wrong for one side. And even if he gave him the decision, they were still arguing with the ref, telling him to yellow card the guy that fouled him or send him off or tell him you need to keep an eye on him or whatever.
I thought it was. His decision's final. No one's like, you shout him, you get a ticket.
I've never seen, anyway, a bit like. But
sounds like Mad Max.
Like Mad Max, but step out of life, though.
Thunderdome.
The officials were useless as well, right? Because if it had been me, I'd have sent one of them off. There'd been no playing.
I'd have stopped the game.
Anyway.
Everyone calm down. I'm dealing with a biscuit.
But that is what society's like. Mm. That is exactly what society's like.
Well, I put TV on this morning for a very brief moment.
You watched Jeremy Vine?
No, it weren't Jeremy Vine.
I hope he wasn't being called names, Jeremy.
They're all as bad though, aren't they? You've got that Lorraine Scottish woman, then you've got them all drinking around.
Well, Lorraine Scottish woman who says she's acting when she's playing Lorraine.
Yeah,
she's just playing the part. So you can't tax her on it.
The news finishes and then these shows turn up, don't they? When they try and make it all nice and comfortable and everyone's. Mm. But they were actually on about undiagnosed narcissism.
Right.
Now, why at this point in the world, right, have they all of a sudden got to start talking about narcissism? Is it on the rise? Is it to do with the tap? No, but is it to do with the tab or is it to do with...
Well, that behaviour were narcissistic.
That's what I brought up. You've just brought this selfish group of... I don't know how bred, whatever we've done to it, but everyone's just getting so selfish, aren't they?
Well, the odd thing is, Chris,
iPhone me generation, aren't we?
Yeah, you're right, yeah. The TikTok, iPhone, whatever generation, me.
I mean, the fact the word selfie, it's a selfie. Yeah. Taking a selfish photo of myself. Yeah.
I thought selfie was something you did when you watched a bit of Frankie Vaughan.
I'll tell you a funny story I remember the other day. I once spoke to someone who worked, someone who worked at Nando's, and they said, the amount of times, like a bloke, this was a while ago, a bloke comes up and he'll go, yeah, I'll have the super spicy hot chicken burger, please. No, just make it a mild and put a spicy flag in it, please. I know it sounds silly, right? But when you think about it, right, what's that guy thinking? What? I've got a new bird.
I need you to think I can handle spicy.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't get that spicy burger, I've got no chance.
You might not think of my man.
I'm jobbing that alleyway after.
No, but what I don't understand is, right?
I didn't like you, but now you're eating that spicy burger. Oh,
isn't it weird that spicy to me doesn't mean that it's hot food? It means spices aren't hot, are they? You know, cinnamon spice as well. So
I love spicy.
Anyway,
I love hot food. I love spicy food. But what I mean is, I never feel the need to lie about how spicy.
Self-indulgent.
Just bizarre. It's bizarre behaviour, isn't it?
Well, again, there's somebody around here is a bit of an Instagrammer. She's got about 100,000 followers.
Doing what?
Clothes, right?
What doing with them?
Clothes. Just wear. I don't know. I don't know. What, yeah. Anyway, just started at
clothes.
Why show me today, right? She started doing supplements. Strips. Don't know where she's got that idea from. And she's saying, these supplements are fantastic, blah, blah, blah. I have no fucking clue what she's talking about. These supplements, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I looked at all the ingredients, and there's more bulking and fillers and stuff like that in them, right? Mm-hmm. Than there is actually ingredients that you... And she's, oh, they're all natural. It's all... She's saying this on the film. And that is pure narcissism for followers. But yeah, talking of narcissism, I'm going to play this video of this actor, Eddie Marson. I thought it was called Marsden, but it's called Marson. If you could watch the video, you'd see it. I'll put it on probably in the next Matrix one. But he sort of nails it. He's talking about a part he's playing in a TV program. He's with that Damon O'Leary. I can't do with him. He were another one during 2020. And who's listening to him. And that other lass, that girl, I've forgotten her name, from Birmingham, who's with him. I think she was actually talking. Anyway, she didn't talk out enough, did she? Anyway, just listen. He sort of nails narcissism here in this one.
This thing is part of growing up called the myth of omnipotence, where they believe that they're like superheroes, that nothing can conquer them.
Yeah.
And it's a very natural stage to go through. It's why young men read comics and play video games. Most young men, if they're healthy, they let go of the myth of omnipotence and they realise that they're subject to the same conditions and rules that all of us are.
Yeah.
But some of them, because of trauma, they can't let go of the myth of omnipotence and they create this kind of narcissistic worldview. And one of the clearest manifestations of that is when they lie. Because when they lie to you, they don't think you can see through their lies, because they don't think you are three-dimensional like them. They think you are two-dimensional. And the fascinating thing is that John Darwin was born in a mining village, the son of a labourer, and became a biology teacher. And when he behaved like that, he got sent to prison. And the thing about this country is, if you come from a more privileged background and you behave like that, you can become prime minister.
It's true, isn't it?
Well, he absolutely nailed it. I'm sorry for the background noise there. Whoever recorded it on their television. I think that was the fish tank. I hope it were. Otherwise,
you were a fish tank. Otherwise,
the house was flooded. Recorded that a bit. This was funny, man. Listen to this, Chris. When I went to football the other night to watch Jacob, Jacob's missus came up with my grandchild, right? And a guy walked past, and actually somebody recognised me from One at Talks, right?
All right.
He said, is that Dom? Yeah. Is that Chemtrail Kid?
That's what I just said.
That's what he said. He says, is that Chemtrail Kid?
If anyone doesn't remember that story I told about Jacob told me this, Dom's nipper, brought a grandkid up.
Dom, he's not really a nipper, he's 30 now.
Well, 30. Dom gets his phone out. He thinks, oh, he's going to take a picture of his grandkid. He started taking a picture of chemtrails. Look at them chemtrails over there. By the way, you just did that thing. You said that old Leary guy and a Brummie girl.
Yeah.
But she was a black woman.
All right. Well, yeah, but no colour to me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't see any colour. The best description you could have given was that Birmingham black lady.
Yeah. That big Birmingham black. I didn't say black.
A big girl, yeah. You could have said that. There were about three different descriptions you could have given.
Right,
but maybe you've even been programmed now. That you
no, I am. Because I didn't even see colour there. It's just said big lass. But anyway, doesn't matter. Yeah, so he nailed it there. That sums up a lot of the research I'm doing. And it's interesting that he comes from that. I quite like him as an actor. Now, all actors, you could say it's a lie, so I'm not saying he's with us. I didn't hear him speaking out about 2020 or any of the other stuff. I suppose 2020 is the measurement for us now, isn't it? It's like the plimsoll line of,
what were you
if
doing?
You spoke out
what
about
were you
that.
Saying?
Yeah, what were you saying then? Yeah, if you're quite famous, you're an actor, singer, whatever, on telly, presenter. But if you didn't actually speak out in 2020, then I've got no respect for
you. I must have mentioned on here before, I forget which comedian, it was a comedian, and he said, if it had been, because he said he was shouting out against people who didn't get a job, he said, what happened to me? Because if it had been in the 40s, if it had been in World War II, I'd have been one of the Nazis looking for Anne Frank. But at least he'd realised, you know, his mentality had changed.
Yeah. He'd been mind-controlled.
Yeah.
He
got caught up in the whole frenzy, hadn't it? That's the thing. Now, if I see any form of frenzy for anything, even if it's a lot of people in the street here, I'd take a step back and have a look and see what's going on. You don't just jump into the frenzy, do you? And that's what folk did.
Yeah. I read an article the other day, Chris, right, about Alzheimer's. It says Chris Hemsworth, you know that actor? He's almost guaranteed to get dementia, says Alzheimer's research.
Dropped his hammer on his head.
Alzheimer's UK found 75, just under 75,000 people die from dementia in 2022, compared with 69,000 the year earlier.
Say that again, how many was it 2022?
Just under 75,000. 74,261, compared with 69,178 in 2021.
That's 6,000 more people. That's a lot of people.
The study adds compelling data to suggest that people with two copies of this gene are almost guaranteed to develop Alzheimer's if they live long enough that they will develop Alzheimer's earlier than people without this gene. You know that one they just injected into you?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a tap for Alzheimer's. There's a tap for everything now.
Yeah.
They're already saying that, aren't they? They're bringing an NRA jab for everything.
But what they always miss out, right? A bit like autism and ADHD and all these other fucking behaviour. Narcissism's probably going to be another one. Might be a narcissism vaccine soon. that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? How's Bill Gates going to sell that, being narcissistic himself?
You're all a bunch of tunts. You need to take this. But even the word narcissism, when we were young, that was just someone who were a bit of a tunt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You have to be diagnosed.
But they've got to use Hollywood star to sell. Again, whether he's involved in all this, I don't know. Yeah? So they're using Chris Hemsworth to sell Alzheimer's.
Thor, a Marvel superhero.
A Marvel superhero to sell Alzheimer's. We were just talking about Robert Downey Jr. because he were in Oppenheimer, weren't we?
Let's get the kids now.
All these people now look up to these people. And he looks, obviously, they said here, the glamorous film star, almost guaranteed to get dementia. Is there with his missus, I think it is. Researchers have discovered almost all individuals with two copies of this particular gene called APOE4. Do numerology on that, Chris. Go on to develop signs of the memory-robbing condition. I like that, memory-robbing.
What did they do? Go up to him and go, we need to take this bit of blood off you just to check, see if you get Alzheimer's in the future. How did they know that? This is where I was.
Previously, the quirk, this is what they're calling it, carried by Avengers star Chris Hemsworth, had been linked to a tenfold heightened risk.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not weird. We know what's happening. I mean, my wife's cousin, she was trying to explain something to her the other day, Oh, don't explain to me. I've just been diagnosed with ADHD. And she's in the 40s, mid-40s. And I'm thinking, is that the excuse that people are going to use now?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, why would you shout that out?
I don't... Why? Because they're looking for... Well,
we've talked about this for a while. People are happy to get a label like that, aren't they?
Mm.
But it's weird, isn't it? What's happened in the world where to get an illness or apparently prescribed with something... You're proud of it and you're happy.
Well, it becomes you. One thing I don't ever want, Lyme disease to be who I am. I want to show people that there's a way that you can actually help control, maybe even get over it fully, whatever, at least the symptoms. I'm not interested in, you know, being the guy with Lyme type of thing. You know what I mean?
That woman holding hands, don't explain to me I've just been diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
What relevance is that? Has it got any, you know? It's odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where does it end? Don't talk to me like that.
I mean, the woman that did the research on this is Professor Reza Sperling. Again, it's done at Harvard Medical School. All these things. She's director for the Center of Alzheimer Research. It'd be interesting to see who's funding that Alzheimer research and treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And she's director of neuroimaging at Massachusetts Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. I mean, all these people have got skin in the game, aren't they? They're all going to be earning absolute fortunes from this as it goes along. You know, they're dealing with the effects of the, you know, of everything that's been happening. I'm going to try and find this video of our friend Mr. Gates telling us how fantastic his private jets are. I'll play it now.
A new study shows the world's richest 1% account for more carbon emissions than the poorest 66%. What responsibility do you think the super rich have to act in a sustainable way as we see so many of these climate impacts falling on the backs of the world's poor?
Yeah, so... You know, I spend about $9 million a year, so that I'm buying sustainable aviation fuel and to cancel out my footprint. I wouldn't claim in any way, you know, that means I can leave the problem alone, because I should use my skills and money to drive innovation, you know, so that this problem doesn't just get solved for my emissions, it gets solved for everyone's emissions. You know, I hope more people of wealth get involved in this, just like, you know, I hope they get involved in philanthropy in general and global health. You know, I do think those who are the luckiest, and I'm certainly in that group, we owe a lot to the society that created that framework. And, you know, we should have a long-term view of how we make a contribution.
How is it a contribution that he spends $9 million on eco aviation fuel?
Sustainable aviation fuel.
How is that a contribution, though? Just not buying it, Bill. Stay at home.
Yeah, stay at home.
No, what's that bad?
What's sustainable aviation fuel anyway? It doesn't exist. What is it? It
doesn't exist.
When you go to an airport, you smell aviation fuel, right? I know some people say they don't use it and blah, blah, blah. I see them filling planes up.
But is that like, you know, when I go to Shell Garage around the corner and I've got diesel and I've got super diesel? Is it like that? You get aviation fuel
and then one of them stamped fuel. Yeah.
A little green leaf on it.
this is sustainable aviation fuel. But when he talks, and I've mentioned this before, when he talks about philanthropy, right, what he's talking about is when you set a foundation up or an NGO, they then use that money that's put in there and they work for that NGO, trust, whatever you want to call it, same thing, limited company. They can work for that trust. So all the perks that trust got, so let's just say you've got a trust and he puts 100 billion into it or 50 billion, and that trust owns two private jets, a yacht, an island in Cayman Islands. He gets use of all these things. He didn't have to have money in his pocket. He just gets use of that private plane. He doesn't have to own it. He only has to use it, doesn't he? And venture philanthropy is something that was invented in the late 60s. And the term was first used, actually, in 1969 by John D. Rockefeller III. to describe an imaginative and risk-taking approach to philanthropy that may be undertaken by charitable organisations, Chris.
The actual snake oil salesman himself.
Yeah. which is basically business, like the Wellcome Trust. I think it's the second largest after the Gates Foundation in the world. The Wellcome Trust or Wellcome Foundation, whatever it's called, they invest in companies. So Cancer Research, when they raise a load of money, they invest in Oxford Vaccine Group or whatever, because they're developing a new cancer drug and cancer vaccine. Yeah. They've got shares in that. They don't just give it them. Mm. When they make a grant, it's an investment grant. They get shares in that company. And if that company then sells loads, they get a kickback from that money. They don't give it back to the patients. That's why when the people who are running these shit shows are getting paid hundreds of thousands of pounds and sometimes millions of pounds, they're coming from the stock market companies or big hedge funds to run these places or massive corporations, because it's, like we said earlier, it's extortion.
And they're also instantly surrounded by loads of government grants.
Yes.
Tax breaks, everything.
Yeah.
You know, wish more people would get involved in global health.
Yeah.
Global health. What about your nutter? Just leave me alone. I don't want anyone's health.
But that's what he is.
To even go to doctors. Do you know what I mean?
That's what he is, a nutter, isn't it? Yeah. He's a fucking nutter.
Well, these people are nuts, aren't they?
Yeah. These people are nutters. And also the running people, that the people who are classed as nutters, i.e. me and you and people listening to this and all the other people that are into all this stuff, we're the nutters, we're the insane nutters. There's a bit of an irony there, isn't there?
There's a massive irony there.
Somewhere. But yeah. All right, we're coming up to hour one. You got anything else you want to add?
No, we're going to leave it there and then do hour two tonight. I might crack a bottle of wine then. Yay!
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. If you're joining us in hour two, we'll see you there. If not, we'll see you next week. Chris might be a bit pissed in hour two because we're recording it tonight, but he'll have a bottle of wine with a straw in it. Did you see the cheer on his face that he knew we were going to open a bottle of witch piss?
Exactly. Exactamundo.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
When I was young, be